Luke and John at a Glance, and Controversial Questions by Bart D. Ehrman, read by John Paul Middlesworth. As I indicated a few posts ago, I have decided to add a feature to my discussion of each NT book, some of the additional materials I present in my New Testament textbook. These are A. Rapid-fire summaries of each book that I call At a Glance, and B. a set of study questions that challenge students to take a position on key aspects of the book. That I'll call Take a Stand. Here they are now for the Gospels of Luke and John. The Gospel of Luke, At a Glance. 1. Luke was probably written around 80 to 85 CE by a Greek-speaking Christian living outside of Palestine. 2. Among his sources were Mark, Q, and L. 3. He dedicates his book to an otherwise unknown person, Theophilus. Theophilus may have been a Roman administrative official, or the name may be symbolic, referring to the Christian audience as those beloved of God. 4. A comparative method of analysis, which considers Luke's similarities with and differences from other Gospels, reveals several distinctive themes. 5. Luke's birth narrative shows the importance of the Jerusalem temple, the central institution for the Jewish religion, as the place to which God's salvation came. 6. Yet Luke is concerned to show this salvation was rejected by and large by the Jewish people, and so was sent to the non-Jews, the Gentiles. 7. The narrative explains this movement of God's salvation from Jew to Gentile by portraying Jesus as a Jewish prophet who is rejected by his own people. Jesus is born as a prophet, preaches as a prophet, heals as a prophet, and dies as a prophet. 8. In this gospel, everything that happens to Jesus is according to the divine plan. So too is the spread of the gospel to the Gentiles. Since the whole world needed to be saved, the end was not to come immediately upon Jesus' departure from this world. 9. That is why Luke produced a second volume, the Book of Acts, which narrates how this Christian mission was accomplished. Take a stand. 1. Argue as vehemently as you can in favor of the following proposition, whether you personally agree with it or not. The Gospel of Luke presents a fundamentally different portrayal of Jesus from the Gospel of Mark. 2. If you wanted to study Luke using the redactional method, which we used for the Gospel of Matthew, instead of the comparative method, what would be different? How would you proceed? What kind of findings do you think would result? 3. You're talking with your roommate about the Gospels, and he tells you that since Luke is obviously concerned with writing a historically accurate account of Jesus, based on Luke 1:1-4, there is no need to find any literary or religious ideas in the book. Luke is simply telling you what happened. What do you yourself think, and why? The Gospel of John. At a Glance. 1. The Gospel of John was probably the last canonical gospel to be written, probably around 100 CE. 2. The book is traditionally ascribed to John, the son of Zebedee, but critical scholars find this attribution implausible. 3. John is distinctive among the four Gospels. Few of John's accounts of Jesus' words and deeds are in the Synoptics, and few of the Synoptic accounts are in John. 4. John also has different emphases. Jesus' speeches focus on his divine origin and identity, and his miraculous deeds are signs meant to prove that what he says about himself is true. Take a stand. 1. How would Christian beliefs about Jesus differ if the Gospel of John was not found in the Bible, but only the Synoptic Gospels? Make and defend your position. 2. A friend from home insists that the portrayal of Jesus in the Gospel of John is compatible with the one we find in the Synoptics. Do you agree or disagree? Make the strongest case you can for your position. 3. You are talking to a roommate who insists that the Gospel of John is the most historically accurate of the Gospels because it was written by an eyewitness. Do you agree or not? Argue your case.